This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The Olympics continue in Athens, where Greeks are working to show hospitality rather than the wariness they often display toward outsiders. Few other peoples are so adamantly against the open border economic policies of globalization. As part of the Worlds of Difference series on cultural change, John Miller reports on a group of Greeks that is using a global art form to convey an unglobal message.
This is what the monks of the monastery of Saints Augustine and Seraphim Sarov sound like on a typical Sunday morning. And this is what they sound like the rest of the week. The song is O Cosmos Alazi off the latest CD from the band called Eleftheri. In English, they're known as the Free Monks. To their Greek fans, they're the Paparoukades, or Rocking Fathers. O Cosmos Alazi means the world is changing. That's also the name of the album, and it's the reason the Free Monks are in the rock and roll business in the first place, to warn young people about the dangers coming from outside. Every year, about 400 teenagers spend part of their summers at the Free Monks Monastery, perched high on a hill with spectacular views of the Gulf of Corinth. The camps are just a small part of the monks' master plan to deliver their message to Orthodox teens.
We will go and find, as the gospel said, the sheep which has run away. And the gospel says that there are 100 sheep, 99 of them are in the church and one has run away. But in our days, things have changed, and one is in the church, and the 99 have run away.
Father Christodoulos met the monks in Australia when he was a teenager and moved to the monastery at the age of 18. He's 25 now. Like all 13 of the monks here, he wears a beard, a ponytail, and a simple black robe. He says the Orthodox Church has gotten lazy when it comes to reaching out to youth. The monks here are anything but. They put out pop albums and music videos. They publish 2 magazines and broadcast daily call-in shows on radio and TV. Sometimes they show up unannounced at clubs and bars.
A lot of young people are afraid of walking up to a priest. They see him as somebody who's higher. They won't go up to him and talk to him. So by going to cafes, to bars, that changes inside them, and it makes them feel that the monk or the priest who goes there is one of them.
Church leaders were a little suspicious when the Free Monks burst on the scene with a hit record in 2000, but lately they've been more receptive. It could be because of the spin the monks are putting on the very idea of orthodoxy.
The Orthodox Church is the Church of Freedom. Somebody might think, look, how is it the Church of Freedom when there are restrictions? It's the Church of Freedom because you follow those restrictions by your own free will.
To Father Christodoulos, the traditions of the Church are like road signs on a highway. You're free to ignore them, but you do so at your own risk. Freedom comes up again and again in the Free Monk songs. This one's called The Little Chip. It's about a device that's implanted in people's brains to track their movements and control their thoughts. It's a metaphor for Western culture, the melting pot, the New World Order. The monks say the entire country is in danger.
Those who are enforcing the New World Order are trying to eliminate the characteristics of different nations, hoping to create one nation, one way of thinking, one monetary policy, one way of eating, that way destroying the characteristics of all of these nations. Through our songs, we try to pass through that message that, look, you are Greek, you have a history which has been for thousands of years, don't let somebody come along and erase that for you.
That line of thinking makes some Greeks nervous. The Orthodox Church has long considered itself to be the guardian of Greek identity, but as the monks say, the world is changing. Lina Molokotos-Liederman is a sociologist who has studied the free monks.
When there's this equation made between Greek nationality, Greek identity, and Orthodoxy, what happens to the rest? Especially nowadays when Greece is becoming a place of immigration, when you're going to have more and more nationalities, eventually the immigrant families will become Greek nationals. How will these Greeks that are not Orthodox be integrated?
The free monks have an answer. They say their message is universal, not just for Greek Orthodox, although they also say that Orthodoxy is the only way. To reach a broader audience, they've written two songs in English. This one's called Freedom Lies in Heaven.
In the name of God, in the name of heaven, let's break the chains and set us free. We have to be united to fight back the beast.
Some of the free monks' critics say they represent the most intolerant side of Greek society, that they're nationalistic and paranoid. The monks shrug that off. They say the threats are real, and if you want to fight back the beast, you need to learn to play its instruments.
I don't want to be the fool no more.
Day to Day, I'm John Miller.
Worlds of Difference is a project of Homelands Productions. For photos and more information, go to our website, npr.org. I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day.